Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, and then also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Say toxic people, say toxic traits. We know everybody's not a narcissist, y'all. Today's episode is going to be about what drives a narcissist crazy. What drives a narcissistic person crazy? What makes them lose their minds? What makes us lose our minds? Before we hop into today's episode, y'all know I got to shout out the Self-Love Journal. It's available on Amazon. Lee Hammack, I Love Me, a self-love journal to help you get, you know, help you rebuild that self-love and identity that you might have lost before, during, or after a toxic relationship dynamic. Okay, y'all. What drives a narcissist crazy? Yes, yes, yes. I'm about to do my hair pretty soon. My hair is a mess. Yeah, y'all. One of the things that drives a narcissist crazy is loss of control. That's the number one thing that I feel like drives a lot of narcissistic people crazy. Is it the number one thing for every single narcissistic person? Absolutely not. But for a lot of narcissists, loss of control will absolutely make them lose their minds and just they're either going to retreat within inside themselves, or they might snap and lose their minds on you. You see what I'm saying? They might lose their minds and come try to harm you, come try to do something to you, become super obsessive over you because they've lost control over you. And yeah, a lot of narcissists know that they're not treating you the best. They know they've lied to you. They know, yes, do narcissists know they're lying to you? Absolutely, yes. They know that they know that they are lying to you. They know that they are manipulating you. They know they're treating you badly. When they're cheating on you, they know it's not a good thing, y'all, because that's why they don't come home and tell you, hey, boo, I just got through cheating on you and it was so good. No, they don't do that. Because that's not the mindset. They know it's wrong. So when you finally take your power back and they start losing control, they might lose their damn minds. So you have to be very wary. This is not me telling you to stay in a relationship with a narcissistic person. This is me telling you the things that might drive that might push them over the edge, you know, because they lose control. And like I said, they no longer have the access to you. They might just go crazy. So they'll use the kids as leverage. They'll beg and plead. They'll pop up at your house. They'll pop up at their job. They'll pop up at your work. They'll just keep popping up in different places to try to regain that control. They'll scare you. Some of them will start threatening you. They'll threaten you with, you know, doing things here and there. They'll threaten you to harm you or to do something to somebody else. If you have another man over there around my kids, I'm going to come over there and I'm going to beat him up. Let them know, nobody around my kids. Nobody around my kids. Yeah, they will do that, y'all. Loss of control. Another thing that would drive narcissists crazy, for lack of a better word, drive us wild, make us lose our minds, is if you move on. If we are not ready for you to move on, if we have not prepared ourselves to see you with somebody else, even if we have, you know, and we see you with somebody else, a narcissistic person could lose their damn minds. Being realistic, especially if you move on to somebody else that's doing better than them, that looks better than them, that might, you know, have access to more resources than them, your kids actually like them. Oh my goodness, y'all. And when I say drive a narcissist crazy, I'm not talking about just them just going ballistic and, you know, just, you know, they call it crashing out nowadays. They're going ballistic and losing their mind and just being loud and obnoxious and raging out. Some of them will go crazy with quiet rage. The covert narcissistic person will do subtle things to mess with you. They want vengeance because now you make me go crazy. You made me lose my mind. You moved on to somebody else and I can't get it out of my head. Now I'm going to start doing subtle things to mess with you. Subtle things to mess with your new partner and things like that. So you got to be very wary when you're dealing with a toxic narcissistic person that, you know, when you finally decide to move on, I'm not telling you not to move on. Move on with your life. Live your life to the fullest extent possible. You know what I mean? Don't let the fear of this person doing something or saying something stop you from moving on, because that's what the narcissistic person wants. That's what they want, y'all. That's literally what they want. they want you to have that fear of moving on. So you won't move on. So you just stay single and by yourself for a long time. You know what I mean? and this can happen, y'all. And the crazy thing about this can happen even if they have someone else. Like, they could be engaged or married, have a whole new damn family. But with the second you move on, it's an issue. It's a big ass problem because they never thought you would do it. And I say it, especially if you move on and it's somebody that makes them feel super insecure, that makes them feel invalidated, that makes them question their reality and existence. Oof. Buckle up because you be going for a bumpy, toxic ass ride. You know what I mean? But that's the inner workings of a lot of narcissistic people, y'all. You got to be prepared for it because they're going to do it. You know what I mean? And I try to prepare as many people as I possibly can because that loss of control and you moving on with somebody else drives them crazy. It can. You mean? Another thing that might drive a narcissistic person crazy is kind of falls under the purview of the losing control is when you go no contact. Ooh. When you go no contact with a narcissistic person, they will lose their damn minds. Some of them, that's when they start calling you from fake numbers, dialing *67, popping up on you, just like harassing your friends and family, threatening the kids. You know what I'm saying? If your mom doesn't, I know women can be narcissists as well, y'all. There are a bunch of women narcissists as well. I'm just saying this from my perspective. If your mom doesn't call me back, tell her I'm going to go unalign myself. I'm going to go unalign myself. And it's going to be her. That's how it's going to be, y'all. So you have to prepare for it and buckle up and do things like that. That's the mindset of it all, y'all. So I just have to tell people, go no contact. Don't let this deter you from going no contact, because absolutely go no contact if that's on your heart, if that's what you need to do. You know what I mean? And less contact, like when you go low, if you have kids and you have to communicate through a parenting app or something like that, go low contact. Only respond to what's necessary, y'all. If they start sending you inappropriate things through the parenting app, like, I love you, I miss you, something like that, do not acknowledge that. Do not acknowledge that. Do not acknowledge it one way or the other. You mean, of course, it's documented now because it's in the app, but do not acknowledge that. You know, keep it low contact. When you're not responding to when you're not responding to their efforts, they might lose their damn minds. They might absolutely go ballistic. They might start to behave differently. They might start to behave wildly. They might do a lot of different things to you, around you, and for you. So you have to buckle up and prepare for it, because that's kind of part of it right there. You know what I mean? So buckle up, because like I said, when you go no contact or low contact, or you start ignoring them, yeah, they might lose their minds. You know, I talked to a woman on Instagram the other day. Her ex lives a few states away. And he's calling her at one. Their son is like with the babysitter or whatever, and she's out having fun or whatever. And he's like spying on her Instagram, calling her at 1 a.m. talking about he want to see his son. Where my son at? Where my son at? You a hoe? You this? You that? You see? That's why we're not together. Like 1 o'clock in the morning, you live several states away. You can't watch your kid. You barely see your kid. You see what I'm saying? It's just like, what are you doing? You know. 1 o'clock in the morning phone call, somebody he wanted to see his son, knowing that he sees her on Instagram out having fun with somebody else. Now he wants to see his son at 1 a.m. trying to exert his power, losing his damn mind. I'm telling you, y'all, less access and you moving on to somebody else, you being happy with somebody else drives them wild. You proving them, another thing, y'all, you proving that you don't need them, that you can live life without them, can drive a narcissistic person wild. It can. You know, not all of them. Some of them will assume that you're not doing as well as you think you are. Some of them will just automatically think that you're not doing good because you're not with them, and nothing you can do can change their minds because they're delusional. But some of them, when they see you living your life living your best life, so to speak, that will make them might make them lose their damn minds too, y'all. Seriously. That might make them absolutely lose their damn minds. I'm telling you. Just like, see, and I'll say, when I say living your best life, it doesn't necessarily mean with someone else. It means you can live your best life by yourself. It means even if you see them and you see them somewhere and they have a new supply, you're not reacting, you just keeping it moving, not affected. If they can't get a reaction from you, they can drive them wild, y'all. Like I said, that type of stuff right there. When you start to succeed in life, when you start doing all the stuff they told you you couldn't do, all the stuff they made you feel bad about doing, all that type of stuff right there, that would make them lose their damn minds. So do it, y'all. I'm not saying to intentionally try to set somebody out. I'm telling you to do the things that you feel like you need to do to feel strong and empowered, y'all. Because that's the best way to go about doing things, is to empower yourself to move forward. Because if you're not moving forward, they're just gonna sit there and think that you can't move on. Like you the only reason you're here, like they are the best thing that ever going to happen to you. And when you prove that by not needing them anymore, it might make them lose their damn minds and just, you know, go ballistic and do whatever they need to do, y'all. Because that's what happens with a lot of people, y'all. That really is what happens with a lot of these relationships. So empower yourself, y'all. Do the things you want to do. Travel. Do all the stuff that you want to do. You know, living well is the best revenge, and living well can make a lot of narcissistic people lose their minds. You know what I mean? It really can. Y'all hear my cat in the background? Hey, hey. He's trying to get out. But that's how it goes, though, y'all. I'm going to cut this thing short because my cat is starting to scratch the carpet up. Check out the Self-Love Journal on Amazon. I have a self-love course. I'm finishing my two books up this month, y'all. Me and my wife wrote a book together. It's going to be amazing. It's getting illustrated right now. It's coming out here pretty soon. Y'all hear it, don't you? You hear it. What are you doing? What are you doing? I had to put them on blast, y'all. Like and subscribe for more, as always. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for being here, y'all. Thank you for watching my video to the end. I'm super eternally grateful for every single one of you. If you haven't already, make sure that you subscribe to the channel so we can help reach more people, help more people and things like that. The Self-Love brand is available. I Love Me. The Self-Love Journal is available as well. Links in the description of every video I do. If you haven't already as well, look into joining the channel memberships for behind the scenes perks, priority responses to comments and things like that, y'all. Thank you so much for being here. See you next time.